This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're not going to be able to live to 140, 150 like we wanted to. Apparently, new research has suggested that our days are numbered, and human lifespan has a natural limit, even though it's already been reached by somebody. They say, according to Seeker.com, there's a natural limit to human lifespan, and humans have already reached it. This is from French. This is from a recent study that was published in the journal Nature. And they looked at French super centenarian Jean Calment, who's the longest living person. Now, he unfortunately died at the age of 122 back in 1997. Yeah, Calment lived to the age of 122. And they say it's highly likely that anyone will live much longer. This study was published in the journal Nature. They say a person's chances of exceeding age 125 in any given year is less than 1 in 10,000. They say Calment and other supercentenarians are so rare that authors believe maybe 115 years old is the more realistic advanced age that some of us could reach. I know, here I am, I'm in my 40s, and I could barely walk with my knees. I mean, my knees and my hip are already so shot with all the, you know, running and athletics that I did that I don't see how I'll be able to go another 70 years on this. Okay, they say we are, though, going to see more and more people living longer. Senior author Jean Vieg, professor and chair of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine's Department of Genetics, he added, it seems likely that extreme longevity reaching 115 is to some extent encoded in our genes. But there is no doubt that healthy living, a balanced diet, exercise, no smoking, as well as a dose of luck, will help you to reach older ages, but likely not more than 115. So what they did is they looked at information from human mortality database that includes data from the 19th to 20th centuries, as well as the 21st century. They also studied the International Database on Longevity, which documents a maximum reported age of death in countries around the world. Now, they've noticed that human life expectancy has risen fairly steadily and then rapidly over the past 150 years in most countries. You know, now, we're having people live well into their 90s, so I wouldn't be surprised if the average life expectancy will, by the end of this decade, be in our 80s. They say authors and others attribute this to food stability in many countries, improved hygiene, cleaner drinking water, vaccination programs, antibiotics, and other medical advancements, and good doctors on the radio. See, that's me. How do you know it doesn't say that in the article? How do you know it doesn't talk about the Dr. Dahlia Show? How do you know? You know. Yeah, go read the article. So, we are really on top of, you know, health problems and outbreaks and things like that. And, you know, when you do look at life expectancies from, you know, our older generations and older decades, if more people died of disease, et cetera, that would skew the average number down. So if we had more children die, let's say, because we didn't have enough knowledge, medical advancements at the time, that could skew the age down very easily. So, you know, when we do a better job of protecting our kids, it helps us notice in those averages the more people that are reaching higher and higher ages. Okay? So they say all of that is hopeful. good nutrition, public safety exercise. All of that is helpful for those of us who want to live longer and healthier lives. But Dr. Vieg said, while we were very successful in reducing mortality early on, initially childhood mortality, but more recently mortality of people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, the rate of improvement has peaked and declines for very old age levels. So, you know, CalMet was 122. Wow. So, he says he doesn't think overpopulation, climate change, pollution are going to as much hurt. Let me see what else they talk about in terms of the DNA. So, if it's in our genes, it's in our genes. Now, I remember, though, years ago on my show, they were talking about how somebody alive today is going to be one of the first people to live to 150. That one study said, absolutely, we're going to have the ability to live to 150. That, you know, when somebody's heart is not pacing correctly, we'll have a pacemaker. I mean, we will be able to medically keep people alive. All right? So you may, in your genes, be able to get to 112, etc. But we may be able to, you know, like, let's say you're dying. Because, you know, people always go, you know, okay, if somebody dies of old age, what do they die of? Okay, well, most of the time the heart stops. Okay, is it an arrhythmia? You know, what happens when somebody gets so old that they die? Okay, is it that their brain stops functioning all of a sudden? Okay, well, it's more likely that the heart stops. You know, it may stop in their sleep. You know, maybe they have a apneic episode, or their oxygen goes down in their sleep, and that was just enough stress. You know, what it is, you know, you incur the same stresses. Whether you're a kid, whether you're older, but when you're older, you just can't handle those stressors as well. So, for example, if now, of course, infants also, they're not as prepared. So if there's flu, okay, an infant could be just as at risk as an older individual. But let's say you're a teenager, or you're a adolescent, or you're in your 20s. Okay, if you get exposed to the flu and an 80-year-old gets exposed to the flu, both could die. But the 20-year-old may have a little better stamina, assuming that all of their they don't have any other health issues, etc. Same thing with you know, diabetes. You see these kids eat loads and loads of cotton candy, and they're running around and they feel fine. I eat cotton candy, I start getting dizzy. You know, why is that? Well, because, you know, my body can't take what it used to. I'm not diabetic, but I wouldn't be surprised if I start. I mean, if I eat something sugary, I don't feel right. When it, like, have you guys ever had cake? A piece of cake that was so, you know, sugary with so much. Yeah, and you're like, okay, I feel a little off. You know, and the older you get, the less you can withstand. So same stressor, same factors, but less ability. All right, guys. Speaking of really cool advancements, they have a way to make broccoli taste like chocolate. Oh, hell yeah. Don't go away. We'll be right back on 877 Doc Daly.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I was off yesterday, and we had been talking about marijuana and, the legalization of marijuana and how we're looking at multiple states probably legalizing it on the November ballot. And so some of you had a lot of opinions on marijuana, and so we'll get to some of them now. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Dear Dr. Dahlia, how F-bombing dare you? I'm going to give you all the aesthetics. You're an incredibly beautiful woman. though.
Thank you.
When you go over the anatomy, you can take the most hormones out of any or testosterone away from any male.
Thank
only
you.
A good doctor.
That's your point.
Do. But when you say pot stinks, that's an opinion. Did you know there was a cologne that smelled of marijuana?
No.
You smoke cigarettes? Not in my house. You want to smoke pot? All day long. Love the aroma, Adam. Are you getting my jest, woman?
It's
so,
disgusting.
Anyway.
By the way, tourism is going
through the roof in Colorado and Washington. But hey, what do I know?
I hear that, too.
I'm not an MD, I'm not a PhD, and I don't have a radio show. But I'll still listen to you. Who loves you, sweetheart?
You know what? That's very interesting. If any of you do like the smell of marijuana, okay, you're crazy. Thank you. Love you, too. Glad you called. Wish I could talk to you live because I think that's absolutely ridiculous that you want that smell in your house. It stinks so bad. But, you know, maybe some people are into herbs and stuff. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Tourism increasing to Colorado. Here's the thing, guys. Be very, very careful with the tourism thing, okay? When you are the only state in an area, and again, I am for legalization of marijuana. I am for it because I want us to somehow be able to study it, okay, and figure out what we could use, how we could use it for, certain medical conditions. However, I want it legalized only after we have all the logistics in place. Okay? You know how we're going to handle drivers under the influence, how we're going to handle people coming to work under the influence, and employers not being sued because of ADA requirements to allow your patients to be able to take their medicine. So we need the logistics in place before we legalize it. But one argument for legalization of it, okay, is it will help local industry. All right, so tourism. So Colorado's probably making a lot of money, which is good. Okay, just like with Vegas and gambling. I mean, you know, when Vegas was the only state, and then obviously New Jersey and stuff, you know, but on this side of the Mississippi, you know, allowing, as many casinos to be built. Okay, we stood out. We still stand out. But people don't come to Vegas to gamble. You could now gamble in almost every state. There's casinos, you know, on reservations, or there's, you know, so you could online gamble. So now Vegas had to step it up. So when you come to Vegas, it's not just to gamble. It's the whole experience. It's the entertainment. It's the clubs. It's the food. It's the light. It's the pools. It's the spas. You should have seen the turnaround these hotels had to do. Okay, and I've traveled a lot, and I'm not in Europe, I mean, but domestically. And there is nothing like a hotel in Las Vegas. The size, you know, usually it's a queen bed, you know, to a king bed. The pool, you know, it's not like a little pool. I mean, these are resorts. So Vegas went from you're going to come here because you want to gamble, you know, see half-naked women. Now you can see half-naked women anywhere. So now you come to Vegas for the whole experience. You bring the family, the kids have a good time, there's roller coasters, there's theme parks, it is a huge playground, and I love it. I love living in Las Vegas. So you have to be careful, any of your states that are hoping that the legalization of marijuana is going to help your tourism, because that will be very, very short-lived once all the states legalize, and it's going to be. Why is anybody going all the way to Colorado then? So, you know, you need to weigh this out. Yes, there's going to be some short-term gains like Colorado is noticing, but you just got to keep that in mind. Okay, and again, I remember driving. We went to Niagara Falls, and to go to Niagara Falls, after Niagara Falls, we decided to go into Toronto. So I guess Toronto is like another 40-minute drive or whatever. Once we, though, get over the border into the Canadian border, we just, it just stuck. I was like, God, what does that smell? You know, and I know you guys are going to think, but I was younger, and I was like, this stinks. Well, that's pot. That's marijuana. You smell marijuana. So I don't know how anybody thinks that smell is good, okay? But, you know, you don't want a stinky state. Let me just say that. All right. Make broccoli taste like chocolate. This is something I am very fascinated in. There's a device called Taste Buddy, and it has been designed to trick your tongue into tasting unappetizing healthy food as delicious treats. Now, you know how much weight I would lose? I mean, wow. The prototype for this device has been designed by scientists from City University in London. You put it in the mouth, and the Taste Buddy emits thermal and electric signals that stimulates the taste buds. The early prototype is restricted now to imitating sweet or salty tastes. Future versions have the potential to completely alter our diets. This is way cool. I'm surprised we don't already have something like this out. I am really, really surprised. So, let's say you can't have steak. And the doctor says, you got to stick with tofu. And you're like, what, tofu? I don't eat tofu. Are you kidding me, really? Tofu, what? Piece of tofu is going to sit in front of you. You do the little boop, 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 boop on the tongue. Makes it taste into a juicy steak. You know? Or piece of broccoli. Like, really, I got to eat this broccoli? What? Broccoli? I can eat broccoli. I don't like Brussels sprouts. Make it taste like chocolate. Professor Adrian Choke from City University of London, who led the team that created the device and probably choked on a lot of vegetables he didn't like the taste of, said what started out as fun engineering experiment has now led to something more exciting with the potential to have a positive social impact. I see this as an obesity tool adjunct. This is going to be great. The Taste Buddy could eventually help save lives by allowing people to switch to healthier food choices. He added, many children hate the taste of vegetables, so I knew that when I became an engineer, I wanted to make a device that could allow children to eat vegetables that taste like chocolate. Okay, now that's where I disagree. That is not where you use this for. That I gotta, I'll tell you in a sec. They say in its current early form, the Taste Buddy consists of 2 centimeter wide tabs, about almost an inch, that sits on the tongue, but the processor is bulky. To enhance sweetness, the device warms up very rapidly and stimulates specific taste receptors that react to heat. The weak electric current, and you got to really trust this sucker before you stick it in your mouth. The weak electric current is used to target other taste buds responsible for salty flavors. Members of the public will have a chance to try out the Taste Buddy for themselves at the Big Bang UK Young Scientists and Engineers Fair. The event aimed at young people interested in science, technology, and engineering says this takes place in Birmingham. Okay, all right, yada yada. So, okay, there's 2 things that strike me as a concern. Okay, one is, I'm sick and tired of placating to make things easier for kids. Okay? Kids got to learn how to eat a vegetable. Just because something doesn't taste good, okay, they need to be able to identify if something could be poisonous. Okay, if something really tastes bad, okay, you need to spit it out because it could be bad. Okay, that's, you know. But they need to acquire a taste for vegetables. Okay, I mean, you cannot taste chocolate your whole life. Okay, you're going to have to be able to sit down, and if there's vegetables on your plate, you go and eat the vegetables. You're going to have to learn that you have to do things that aren't always satisfying. Okay, so, you know, if they're going to have jobs they don't like, they're just going to have to do it. Okay, the other thing that we got to be careful of is, well, we're going to be talking about diet soda, how diet soda can still cause very similar health issues as regular soda. Why? Because the brain still senses the sweet. So if the brain still senses the sweet and triggers your insulin, what happens when you're kind of faking it out like you're doing? Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You have haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go back to the phone lines to get your calls and comments. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. Cindy again. Now, I just heard you talking about the superbug, MRSA. You know, it's not caused by... I had MRSA superbug for 5 years, and I've gotten rid of it for another 6 years, but and I prayed and prayed and prayed about it. I couldn't find anything on the internet about it, and then I kept praying, and all of a sudden they started talking about MRSA being found in pork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
mm-hmm.
I was eating Bar S sausages, you know, like the hot dogs. It was the only pork I was eating. I stopped eating it, and immediately the superbug disappeared. I had giant welts the size of like a baseball. I had a couple of them. It just grew up overnight, looked like a bug bite, and then turned into a giant mosquito bite looking infected, pus filled. It was a horror. And
they hurt.
I had it for 5 years. One antibiotic cured it per week I would take. But when I went to go eat the stuff again, it came right back. It's not antibiotic resistant. So this is a first hand, I'm telling you. It's caused by, it's being found in pork. I found a lot of stories online. Cheap cuts of pork meat. You can see so many stories online about it. And those are the cheap cuts. I don't think you're going to find it in beef and chicken. But it's in pork. The Bible says not to eat pork. Leviticus chapter 11. God bless. Once again, keep up the good work and please let people know. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cindy. I wish I could talk to you live. I want to know, it's very, very interesting with you talking about the superbug and pork. Basically what happened, and I was out of town, I was in Rhode Island when this story broke. Apparently superbug was found, like you said, in pork products. And a British newspaper had reported that tests on pork products in two major UK supermarket chains found three samples contaminated with the livestock strain of the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, which is MRSA. So what does that mean? Well, Staph aureus is a very common bacteria. In fact, many of us carry it in our nose very commonly. Staph aureus, it's a very protective bacteria, but when it becomes pathogenic and it is resistant to multiple antibiotics, especially methicillin, it's a methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. Pretty scary stuff, and it doesn't seem to go away that easily. And according to what happened in the UK with this one super, or those two supermarket chains, it's fairly according to the Guardian newspaper, they had, I guess, looked at minced samples of 97 UK-produced pork products sold at Asda stores, which is a subsidiary of Walmart stores, and Sainsbury's. And again, this is in the UK, so not in the States here. But they're the two largest supermarket chains in Britain, which makes you concerned, well, if this is a subsidiary of Walmart, was there an issue with our pork out here? But I don't think there was. So the report was a joint effort that they, and they looked at an MRSA strain CC398, and it is a strain of the potentially deadly superbug. The public health officials were, of course, worried because of its resistance, even though it could be destroyed through thorough cooking. I believe they did a recall. And the pig farms aren't regularly screened for this, because they think that this type of MRSA is, you know, it poses a really, really low risk to human health. And we all know that you're supposed to cook your pork. Remember, you're not getting food that's sterile when you buy your food. You're getting raw food that needs to be cooked. That's just the way it you know. So, you know, she had mentioned the Bible. The reason why the Bible said you can't eat pork in Leviticus, in all of the Lord's wiseness, it has also to do with the superbugs, but it was really what we think the trichinella. And Trichinella spiralis, it's a parasite, which is found in many carnivores and omnivores, but, you know, especially pig. And this trichinella in pork products was very, very scary. And if you didn't cook it thoroughly, you would get sick and you'd die. And so, you know, now I guess, you know, there's still a lot of inspections, and I think, you know, the FDA is on top of it, and we don't really hear many human cases of trichinellosis, which is those of us infected with trichinella. But it is, it's a huge concern. So we already know that we do not uncook, you know, pork. that if you do eat pork, and you know, many Jews and Muslims don't, but for those that do, you just have to cook it really, really well. If any of you watch Hell's Kitchen or MasterChef, Chef Ramsay has a fit, an absolute poop fit, if you don't cook your pork correctly. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, there are, let's say, superbugs found on our meat, but that's why you cook your meat. I think pork has to be cooked to at least 165 degrees. Double check that. Most meat has to be cooked to about 165 degrees Fahrenheit. So you want to make sure that the internal temperature is good. You want to make sure you don't see that redness or the pink. You want it to look whitish. And so, you know, with the laws of kashrut, it was fascinating how a lot of these had to do with health issues. So that's why we're not pig is technically unclean, and because they probably at the time were so concerned that you know, nobody knew how to cook it right with their fires or whatever. They said just don't eat it. And of course, in Leviticus, God says not to. So that was another reason why a lot of us didn't eat it. We're like, oh, hell to the no, then we're definitely not going to eat that. So, yeah, very interesting. Thank you for your call. Thank you so much. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, diet soda may do more harm than good. Millions of Americans are using artificial sweeteners because we have such an anti-sugar attitude right now. We have to be as far away from sugar as possible. Sugar is toxic. Sugar kills. Everybody's afraid of eating sugar. Okay. All right. I get that. All right. And I appreciate that. Unfortunately, we are substituting these sugar substitutes, which have been around since World War II days when sugar had to be rationed. They were starting to use artificial sweeteners, and these were discovered usually by accident. A couple of the artificial sweeteners, like I believe aspartame and saccharin, it was a chemical, and researcher had come home, you know, he was working on something else, and when he tasted his food, he's like, wait a second, this is sweeter. Oh, it's on my hand. He licked his hand, you know, because they didn't really wash their hands before supper like they were supposed to many times. He's like, wait a second, I made something very sweet. And then there came the birth of an artificial sweetener. So they've actually been around even way before World War II. They were discovered in the 1800s by that manner, accidentally. But it really started to be in full-blown use by around World War II. So Purdue University researchers reviewed a dozen studies, okay? And they said they were shocked by the results. They thought diet soda would be marginally better compared to regular soda in terms of health, but in reality, there's a counterintuitive effect. It increases your sweet tooth, okay, and no calories. So fake sugar teases your body, pretending to be like real food. When your body doesn't think it gets what it wants to, it gets confused on how to respond. Remember I said diet soda must be slowing down your metabolism? So you mess up the whole system when you consume this artificial stuff. And then when you actually consume real sugar, your body's like, wait a second, is this the boy who cried wolf? You know, is this the real sugar or not? And you may not address your regular sugar appropriately. So when you drink diet soda, your body will not release the hormone that regulates blood sugar and blood pressure that well, regulate your insulin. So you aren't supposed to be tricking your brain. And that's what diet soda does, which is why I'm a little concerned with that taste contraption we talked about. Don't go away, but right back, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this month, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so we really want to remind everyone to get screened, even men too. You know, you guys need to be feeling around your pecs. Okay, you know, if you feel a lump there on your pecs, you know, guys are not immune from breast cancer, no matter what everybody says. So, you know, we definitely want to raise awareness to breast cancer this month. And God bless all of those who have ever had to fight that very, very scary, scary disease. We have it in our family. It's, I don't think there's not one of us that doesn't know anybody who unfortunately has been affected by this. But you're also seeing a lot of news on these antidepressants. And we have another headline now that these antidepressants, okay, could actually cause increased risk of suicide and violent behavior, which is not good. Also, we're finding that, again, it's not completely safe for infants. Now, you know, I was taking my board review class, and they were talking about SSRIs and autism, and they were saying that they still don't have a lot of definite proof, and sertraline seems to be the safest when it comes to you know, taking antidepressants in pregnancy. Well, there's one study taking selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, okay, could increase a child's risk of language disorders like dyslexia. They say the children of women who took SSRIs while pregnant had a 37% greater risk of speech or language disorders compared with children of depressed and unmedicated moms. So if a depressed mother did not take her antidepressants, her child's risk of being diagnosed with speech or language disorder would be about 1%. But if she took an SSRI, it jumped to 1.37%. According to Dr. Alan Brown, lead author of the study and a professor of psychiatry and epidemiology at Columbia University Medical Center. When you have relative risks that are 1.37 that are considered low, but they say it's still a risk. So, the study was published in the Journal of JAMA Psychiatry yesterday. Brown and his colleagues examined the National Medical Registries of Finland. The team waded through records of 845,000 single live births as opposed to twins between 1996 and 2010 and categorized mothers into three groups. The first exposure group included 15,000 mothers who purchased SSRIs once or more before or during the pregnancy. By purchase means they looked at the pharmaceutical records. The second group consisted of 9,500 mothers who have been diagnosed with depression or another but did not purchase the antidepressants during pregnancy. And again, your insurance company has that data. The third group included 31,000 moms who had never been diagnosed with depression and never purchased antidepressants. So they basically took a look at all that, and they found the increased risk of speech, language disorders diagnosed among children or women who use the SSRIs. So we need to figure out if these medications do affect the fetus's neurological development. Now, the problem is when you have somebody who's pregnant, you can't just rip them off their antidepressant. Okay? That's not safe either. I don't want to so much say, you know, safe for the baby, but, you know, safe in terms of, you know, in terms of, you know, mom now with all her hormone issues, you know, not being able to, you know, get the relief that she needs. It's not a very easy decision to make. And so obviously, obstetricians want more data before they start ripping women off their medication. So dyslexia or articulation disorders and other diagnosed language disorders will affect school function, it'll affect later in life function, and then they need speech therapy, etc. So, but my concern is whenever you see one cognitive difference or one motor or ability, academic ability changed or don't want to use the word molested, but altered. Let's use the word altered. Then it's not just one single thing. Most likely there could be a bunch of other things. So it's something we need to watch. Now, SSRIs like Prozac, Celexa, Paxil, Zoloft, and Lexapro, they cross the placenta. So they cross the placenta, can enter the bloodstream of the developing baby. And in a 2011 study, U.S. mothers found 4.5% reported using an antidepressant within the period of 3 months before pregnancy. And it came through to the child. About 1 in 7 women of reproductive age with private health insurance, may be suffering from depression. So more recent data suggests that 3% of pregnant women may be taking antidepressants during pregnancy. You know, some people, they get this boost. They get this kind of little high, you know, when they're pregnant, and so they don't seem to have as many issues. Others, it worsens. Now, what about this other study? talking about antidepressants making people twice as likely to consider suicide or to be violent. This is a review of trials of antidepressants taken by healthy adults with no sign of mental disorder, and they found the drugs used to treat depression doubled suicide ideation or actions and violence. That is a huge alarming statistic. Professor Peter Goetsch of Nordic Cochrane Center and lead author of the study said, while it is now generally accepted that antidepressants increase the risk of suicide and violence in children and adolescents, most people believe that these drugs are not dangerous for adults. And no, they are. So they looked at 13 double-blind placebo-controlled trials that were included in the review by the research team from the Nordic Cochrane Center. The researchers believe that the review even underestimates the harms of antidepressants. Why the violence? Why the suicide? What is this? Well, first, whenever somebody is in a deep depression, the number one time that we are concerned, the number one time period that is a huge concern when it comes to, suicide is as they're getting treatment and starting to get better. Because it's very interesting, you know, because when people are at their lowest dearth, they don't, I guess, have the energy or the motivation to kill themselves. But once they start to improve just a little bit, but they're still depressed, they get the motivation to end it. And so when you throw somebody on an antidepressant, you got to still watch them. You can't then stop the therapy. And say, all right, well, you know, they're on antidepressants, so we're good. You know, we don't have to do therapy. You need to almost do therapy all the more because you need to keep an eye on them. And a big concern I have is if somebody doesn't take it right or they run out of their medication, what can happen? Well, if you ever have, gone through a rebound of any medication because you were on a decongestant and it was working and then all of a sudden it wore off and all of a sudden, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, your nose just started clogging. And you're like, well, I don't want to take any more decongestants because I won't be able to sleep. You know what I mean? Once you start to, once that medicine wears off, there could be a rebound. And remember, how do these medicines work? Especially the SSRIs, they're selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So what that means is it selectively inhibits the reuptake, okay, so the little receptors, okay, that are supposed to uptake the serotonin. So basically blocks the uptake so your serotonin, your natural serotonin, can, you know, sit there and still do what it wants to do. When you release or you don't, you all of a sudden take off the blockade on those receptors, your natural serotonin goes and it gets sucked into those receptors pretty quickly. So you'll actually have a low serotonin feeling as a result. And that drop, I think, can be dangerous. So anybody off their medications will immediately, or can, I should say, immediately feel bad, feel grumpy, etc. And so when you put somebody on an antidepressant, you need to make sure that they're going to do it right. You can't start somebody on it and then hope they'll be compliant, because if they take it halfway, go, you know what, like Zoloft is kind of stimulating in a way, even though it helps with anxiety, it'll still kind of, you know, stimulate you and help you with your depression. So people say, you know what, I only need to take it the day of, so I'll just take it when I'm grumpy. That's not the safest way to take it. So when they say, you know, people on antidepressants could be more violent, if the antidepressant is working, they may not. But if they don't take it regularly or they have a metabolism issue, then that could be dangerous. So, again, it's all, you can't just, you know, take these medications willy-nilly. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.